This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome. It's hour number two. We've got so much yet to get to tonight, and looking forward to taking more of your calls on the top topic of the day, the NFL, the president, the teams. The teams have reversed course. Five teams have either said or demonstrated this week. Now, this week starting on Monday, not on Sunday, but beginning with the Monday night games, you haven't had of the four teams that competed on Monday and Thursday night, not one player took a knee during the national anthem of any of those games. That's like 50-something players each team. That's 200 players that did not take a knee. Now, we're going to hear tomorrow about all the players that do, because as you heard from Britt McHenry, formerly of ESPN, last hour, there's belief that there will be more that do that. But at least those teams decided not to. And Denver Broncos GM and president, John Elway, the former Hall of Fame quarterback for the Broncos, made the announcement today, the expectation that his team will not he's not going to tolerate it. There will be no kneeling during the national anthem by Denver Bronco players this weekend. I hope that that is mirrored in a number of NFL franchises. Who got all that started, by the way? Well, the president. A week ago last night, he said something that some people took great offense to. And he said if he had one of those guys and they were kneeling during the anthem, he'd call them off the field. He called them a not nice name. And he said, you're fired. And I think that's where most of America is at. As we head into the ladies' lounge tonight, I'm eager to find out what my next guest thinks of it. This is her debut appearance in the ladies' lounge. She is a college professor of political science, and you see her on Fox News and a variety of other outlets across the country. And we are so eager to welcome Dr. Jeannie Zeno to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Jean, it's good to have you with us. Thank you for being here tonight.
I'm so happy to be with you. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. So why does Donald Trump, from your perspective as a professor of political science, why does he wander into these territories that end up being rather big, culturally significant hot buttons, but sometimes don't necessarily assist him in the immediate aftermath? Or did the NFL crisis help President Trump?
You know, it's fascinating to me. Donald Trump has seemed to, for a long time now, even before he decided to run for president, have his, you know, his thumb, if you will, on the pulse of what Americans are thinking. And I think this is a good example of that. Before he raised this last Friday night in Alabama, very few people were talking about it or thinking about it. We had Colin Kaepernick, and it was sort of, you know, kind of running its course.
It was almost dying, Jeannie.
It almost died out. Yeah, absolutely. And he raised it. And I will tell you, my gauge is my students. So when I went into class the following Tuesday and raised it, it was the thing that they wanted to talk about most in the entire semester. It was a thing that really motivated them. They had a very heated discussion, both people who supported what the president said, people who opposed it, people who felt like they were somehow in the middle of it. You know, so he really does have his thumb on the pulse of what Americans are thinking. How he does that, I am not sure.
Right.
But we've seen that over and over with President Trump. And it's not, you know, I think it's something that probably just comes naturally to him because, you know, for a lot of people, that's a tough thing to emulate. It's a tough thing to do. And we've seen so many politicians who really have no real sense as to where the American public is on so many of these
that's
issues.
Right. Well, and you're right. It's instinctive, I think. There's a visceral thing inside of Trump that goes, hey, the common man cares about this. And he will, and he's so good at it because he will take an issue like this one, nearly dead. Most people were forgetting about it. Ratchet it up to, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe an 11 and a half. And the next thing you know, there is nothing else being discussed. And when it comes to, how he governs, and you put that up next against to how he presents his image publicly, it is a very interesting dilemma. Just before I came on the air tonight, I was on my social media and on Facebook. I have a longtime friend. She's a millennial. She had been an intern for some partnership media organizations that I know really well. And so she had I've known her for a long time. Young mom, just had her first kid. She's very, very put out with how Trump has tweeted and handled the Puerto Rico thing in terms of his public persona. But I wrote to her and I said, Kristen, what you don't understand is that there's a lot of things that that these comments will then end up massaging behind the scenes, putting pressure on the governor in this case, or in the NFL, putting pressure on certain people there. And I said, what's interesting about this is that if I was just to judge Trump on the presidency based on his Twitter account, I would come to a different conclusion than I would if I read his policy speeches and watched his actions on policy that he has implemented or attempted to implement or put in place. And I would include things like the firing of Tom Price yesterday for wasting taxpayer money on airplane rides that he didn't need. I mean, that was something that was a real statement about fiscal integrity, because he likes Price. So your thoughts on the public Trump versus the policy Trump?
Yeah, and I happen to think that he did a very smart thing with Price. And if you think about it, a lot of presidents and other public officials we've seen who have faced a similar dilemma have kind of hemmed and hawed in the face of, you know, not wanting to get rid of a friend or somebody they really happen to like. And he acted very decisively, and I think he should have, because I think that was an incredible waste of taxpayers' money. But I do think it does give some people whiplash to look at the Trump who's on Twitter, the Trump who's on social media, the Trump who makes comments at rallies, and the Donald Trump, the President Trump, who in his policy realm. And I do think it becomes confusing for people. But, you know, I think we all have to understand that it's kind of a new political world here when you're dealing with the advent of new media and social media. We've never seen anything like it. And that's not to take away anything from previous presidents. They simply didn't have the technology at their fingertips that he has. And so I think we're all kind of trying to catch up with the ability of a president like Donald Trump to speak on the one hand via Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or whichever, you know, kind of new social media he chooses to use, versus the more traditional president who's speaking, you know, in front of foreign leaders, who's speaking at the UN. And I do think it takes time. And that's, you know, part of my frustration with this is I don't think we give things enough time. You know, he's been in 9 months. We have to have a sort of wait and see attitude. And yet the technology is moving so fast. It's really, really tough for people to do.
I think it
is confusing for people. Absolutely.
Well, and we're speaking with Jeannie Zeno. She's a political science professor, Dr. Jeannie Zeno at Iona College. And you can follow her on Twitter at JeAnnezaino. And she would appreciate those follows. Jean, let me ask you this, because in the ladies' lounge, it's a little more relaxed than in my weekday and drive time. So we, you know, that is very hard hitting, and we get right into the depths of it. Why political science, and why do you choose to teach? Why do you do what you do? What is it about it that fascinated you and caused you to be there?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I went to college thinking I would do something completely different, and I kind of just fell in love with this. And I think, like so many of us, you look back and it's hard to explain, how did I end up here? But it was fascinating. I went in actually as a theater major, if you can believe it. And I had gone to a performing arts high school, and my intention was to be an actress. And I went in and I started taking political science classes, and I did really well in them, and I loved them, and I had some amazing professors. And, you know, we hear so many negative things about what's going on in colleges and universities today. And I have to say that, you know, for so many of us, and you're probably included in so many people in the audience, teachers have been incredibly important. I'm actually left New York City. I was at Fox this morning and came to Springfield, Massachusetts to celebrate one of my former mentors who was a professor. And, You know, he's somebody who changed my life. And so, you know, I took classes and I got so excited about politics and I did internships. And I, one thing led to another, and I ended up getting my PhD. It's something I never thought I was going to do. I thought I was going to be an actress, you know. So it's fascinating, and it was all because one person, or in my case, a few people, made a real difference in my life. And so that's why I think I teach, because I have had some amazing students along the way, and, you know, I hope to be as important in their lives as so many of my mentors were in mine.
In the last minute before this break, Jeannie, what stands out to you about the students that are studying political science today? What is this generation hungry for?
I think they're hungry for a different way forward. I don't think they, you know, I go into the classroom this year, and the freshmen who come in this year, they were 2 years old when 9/11 occurred. I mean, it's hard for those of us who are older to imagine. They don't really have a sense of that. And I think what they're hungry for is a new way out of what they see as the morass of politics, not just in the United States, but around the world. And they're really generous young people. They get a bad rap. They're really generous. They really
want
to make a difference in a different way.
The millennials and the Zs both want to, they want to impact, the life they're living and the world around them. They don't want to just take from it, which is very different from a couple of generations before them. Dr. Jeannie Zano is my guest.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. That's the Hot Sardines, the house band here for us on Radio Night Live, and, of course, the great sounds of the 1920s, which was way, 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 way before anybody on this show was ever born. And since I'm the closest one, I think, to everything. But I just love the sound. So it's kind of says Saturday night to me. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're with us. The Ladies' Lounge is where we highlight the brilliant voices of women in media. And we do so every Saturday night. And this week, we are excited to invite a brand new first-timer in the lounge. Dr. Jeannie Zano is her name. She is well heard in the New York market on the Joe Piscopo Show regularly, weekday mornings on AM 970, The Answer here. But you also spot her on Fox News, and she does a variety of other hits with networks and stations across the country. And she teaches political science at Iona College, and we are honored to have her with us, giving up her valuable Saturday night. What would you normally be doing, Gene? Someone like you, you're probably out, like, you know, hitting the clubs. Oh, you're in Springfield. You already told us. You went up to see your to honor your professor.
Yeah, and that's not a regular Saturday night thing. Hopefully on a Saturday night, I'd be doing something fun, going out to dinner, going to a club, something fun.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
This is very fun, though. I've got I'm in Springfield, right actually next to the Basketball Hall of Fame, if you can believe it. So
that would be worth stopping by to see, actually.
Yeah, it's actually an amazing place. And it was so nice to meet you, by the way, on the boat. What was that, like about a month ago?
Yes,
three weeks ago?
Our cruise, the AM 970. Okay, for people that are listening in the rest of the country, on Monday through Friday, I do afternoon drive, and Joe Piscopo is my morning drive host, and I'm the afternoon drive guy. And we have this annual kind of schmooze cruise where a lot of our guests and clients from the year are invited. And Jeannie was gracious enough to come and be with us that night and survive the really strange things that we do there. We have a lot of fun. We sail past the Statue of Liberty. We take some pictures. Some of the groups upstairs smoking cigars on the outer lounge. Joe Piscopo's doing his Sinatra thing. And we just have a really great time. And Jeannie, it was great to have you there as well. Now, Donald Trump.
It was great to be there. And the Statue of Liberty, I have to say, it was amazing to see it from the perspective of that.
Isn't that the best?
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, you just,
everybody should see that.
Nobody ever, unless you're on a yacht in, you know, the harbor, you don't ever get to have that view, you know, of Lady Liberty,
yeah.
But it's such a cool thing. So the president just tweeted tonight. Did you see this, Jeannie?
I did not.
Very important. Okay, stop the presses. The president has tweeted. Very important that NFL players stand tomorrow and always for the playing of our national anthem, respect for our flag and country. He also said a little bit earlier, results and recovery efforts speak much louder than complaints by San Juan Mayor, doing everything we can to help great people of Puerto Rico. And by the way, Curt Schilling, the former all-star pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, kind of partial to the people. He was with the Phillies. Never mind. But he was down in Puerto Rico. He said the president did respond quickly. You know, it's been the organization on the ground, which I guess as of yesterday, the president had to kind of take into his own hands. He's sending an admiral down there with about 80,000 people reporting to him to kind of organize the very disorganized efforts that are down there. But it goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment. The Donald Trump that we've seen in the crisis response to the four hurricanes has been superb. I mean, Bush and Obama both got, you know, really kind of boxed on the nose for, you know, missing cues and not going and checking for themselves at the right time and so forth. He's been criticized for going too quickly, Jeannie. But this is his style. He just takes charge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have to also remember four major hurricanes in a matter of just a few weeks, as we've all seen.
Yeah.
All, you know, I don't want to say unprecedented because I'm no weather person, but in my lifetime, it seemed incredibly unprecedented. And the scope of the disasters, you know, I was just talking to somebody today from Houston, and we seem to, you know, kind of forget that they're still trying to recover. And, of course, you know, attention is and should be paid to Puerto Rico, where they've been devastated. But it is a massive effort on the part of the federal government, and FEMA in particular, to try to address all of these challenges. And it's going to last for a very, very long time. So the president has work cut out for him in terms of handling this. And I think most people on both sides of the aisle should give him pretty high marks for the way in which they've handled this. There's always going to be a bumpy road in these kinds of things because they're unprecedented. And the president and the administration have got to deal with so many things coming at them at once that, you know, there is going to be criticism and there's people obviously suffering and we all feel badly for them. Yet the president, I think, has done a pretty superb job when it comes to the natural disasters, which, as you mentioned, is not always the case.
No, that's really true. And there's a lot of meat there to unpack. Jeannie, let's talk about the future of politics, and particularly this kind of situation that you're kind of keyed into because of your what you do for a living. But you know, Obama wanted to capture the youth vote, and Trump and Hillary both were criticized for not doing enough to capture the youth vote. And you teach the young kids that are observing not only what's going on in their culture, but then starting to formulate their worldview and get going. Why aren't more young adults participating in the democratic process in America these days?
I think because like so many people who are older, they feel that participation has not gotten them results. And I think this is something that both parties really have to contend with, which is that for young people, they, you know, I sit there and say over and over again, kind of the traditional argument that you should vote, you should participate. But they can accurately come back at me and say, I did vote and nothing happened in Congress. There was no outcome. There was no result. And so they're looking for another way in which to have an impact. And I think that's where the parties have got to figure out how they are going to live up to the promises they make. Because until and unless they can do that, it's really hard to entice young people, or quite frankly, any of us, to be motivated to get out there to participate in something that feels like it's not going to matter in the end. And so, you know, even people, you know, people who voted on either side of the aisle in 2016 can accurately point to the fact that Congress has been almost at a standstill for the last, you know, probably about 8 or 9 years. And so, you know,
and I've got to say, like on health care repeal, I haven't seen a president work as hard to try to get Congress to get it done the way Trump did. I mean, he and Pence worked the phones. They eventually got something out of the House. But on the Senate side, they've worked and worked and worked, and it just seems to be to no avail, despite their very hands-on approach to trying to get something done. You know, Obama was very satisfied to sit back and say, I trust Schumer and Pelosi with all of it. And for better or for worse, he got what that developed. But Trump has been trying to take the bull by the horns and say, we've got to get this done. And he just hasn't been able to find the right combination.
No, and I think that's why what we saw happen down south with the special election on Tuesday, I think that's what we're seeing is people responding and saying they are frustrated, obviously, it goes without saying, with the status quo. And a lot of that was a reaction to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And you know, I think Paul Ryan a little less so. I mean, they have passed a significant number of bills in the House, but none of those have seen the light of day in terms of the Senate.
Yeah.
So the Senate is something of a do-nothing body at this point.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they forget that they actually have the majority. it's different going from a minority to a majority party. Jeannie, so much we could talk about, but thank you, lady, for taking time out to be with us tonight. We will definitely be having you back. Dr. Jeannie Zeno, Iona College political professor, political science professor, and all-round great lady. Thank you for being here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys,
Beautiful shot of New York City. Grateful to have you with us. If you're watching on Biz Television, if you're listening on Radio Coast to Coast, thank you to you as well for being there. And thank you to Britt McHenry and Dr. Jeannie Zano for joining us as well. Your calls the rest of the way, 800-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Very, very simple question. Every team in the NFL that has played since Monday, and that's four teams, so the two that played in the Monday night game, the two that played in the Thursday night game, all of them said no more taking a knee during the national anthem. This morning, John Elway issued a statement on behalf of the Denver Broncos, no taking a knee in tomorrow's national anthem, at least for the Denver Broncos. That's five of the NFL teams that have made this commitment. Do you think that there will be more that reverse course and disallow their players to take a knee during the national anthem, or do you think it will be about where it was last Sunday, maybe worse, maybe better, maybe none at all? Is this just a reaction of pure desperation, or do you think that these teams have some people leading them that don't go along with everything else, and they're saying, look, we're going to be principled. You can have your protests, but not during the anthem. We're going to stand and stand tall and give respect to the flag and to the song while it plays. 888-340-3373. Scott has been very patient watching in Wichita, Kansas tonight on Biz TV. Scott, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being there.
Good evening. I have just three questions on this, and one of them is, have you yourself ever read the lyrics of the national anthem?
Of all and the verses two, I have, yes.
Okay, and two, is it possible that the players have read this and had objection to some of the lyrics? And then three, the possibility that since nobody actually sings all of the lyrics, that they themselves who are singing it are actually disrespecting the flag or the country, if you will.
So let me try to understand. Are you for the lyrics of the anthem, or are you against them?
Well, I'm against anything that says that no refuge for the hireling or the slave from terror of flight or gloom of the grave. I'm against that. And that's in the national anthem.
Because that means what to you?
Well, to me, a hireling, of course, is just like now hireling. That means that's a worker. So it's anti-worker. And then, of course, they're against people who are in bondage, who are trying to free themselves. So both of those things, I have enough problem with that, and it could be possible that the players also have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Go ahead. I think it's offensive because they never sing it. They never sing the whole thing. How respectful is that?
Yeah, I don't think that the context means what you're saying that it means, but that's why I wanted to know if you were against it or not. So I appreciate the call, Scott, and appreciate your patience for getting on the air. By the way, if you disagree, we do put you up first, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. His main question, is this why they're taking a knee, is no. The main issue, as it relates to the anthem, is what we've been told from nearly every player that's out there. It's not the anthem itself, and it's not the flag. It's police brutality, and it's a lie that it's built on. The Colin Kaepernick himself originally started out as a protest to what occurred in Ferguson, or what he thought occurred in Ferguson. After all the investigations were done, after the grand jury was formed, after the grand jury testimony was taken, 5,000 pages of that testimony have now been made public. It's pretty obvious that Michael Brown did exactly what the police officer told the media, and he didn't do what all of the other people were telling the media that he had done. That he never held up his hands and said, hands up, don't shoot. He charged the officer after the officer told him to get down on the ground. He outweighed the officer by 180 pounds or something like that. I mean, this is a big guy. He tried to kill the officer at the squad car. But back to Scott's issue, he's referring to the fourth verse where it says, and where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Their blood was washed out the, their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. I think Scott's confused because I think that verse is actually saying exactly the opposite of what he thinks it says. That America is the refuge that the hireling could not find the refuge in anywhere else. That the terror of flight or the threat of death was present wherever and slave are referring to the American.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
88676. Phone phone lines open, 888-340-3373. All three lines available now if you tried to get through earlier and did not. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Simple question. Will the NFL be any different this weekend than it was last weekend? Last weekend, more than 200 players took a knee during the anthem or sat during the anthem. Both actions extremely disrespectful. I don't have any problem with the teams that link arms and stand on the sidelines. If you want to be unified while you pay respect to the flag, I'm all in favor of that. But if you sit or you take a knee, you're being inherently disrespectful. And five teams have already made strong statements about what they're not going to do in terms of allowing neither the Cowboys nor the Broncos. They have formal policies where their GMs and owners have said no kneeling allowed. I am shocked that there were New York Giants that did that last week, just because the character of that organization has always been so above board. But they're, you know, this week the Cardinals and the Packers and the Bears also all played, and they decided they too would not allow anyone to take a knee, so they didn't. 888-340-3373. Is this the beginning of a trend that the NFL ticket holders, Americans, you and I, are doing in such a sense that it's that, you know, they're realizing that the right thing to do is to make the protest statement at some other time, or is it just a matter of convenience that they're trying to get this monkey off their back? 888-340-3373. I just want to make one comment about the rest of the year, by the way, here on Radio Night Live. In the fourth quarter of each year, in years past, not every year, but in some years, we have attempted to do something special for the holidays, for the Christmas cycle in particular. And this year I was approached by the Christian Solidarity International team to see if we would be interested and capable of helping free human trafficked slaves and give them a new life for Christmas and New Year this year. So starting next week, you're going to hear me talking a lot about how you can help free someone who has been humanly trafficked, specifically in the country of Sudan, where a number of slaves are still held against their will in northern Sudan. And this organization, Christian Solidarity International, has worked out an opportunity for us to free, I think it's close to 50, I think it's like 48 individuals that that can be freed if we work together. It costs about $255 to free one slave permanently. That includes not only the gift that is given in exchange for their life, which is a vaccine of all things for their cattle. The slave owner has cattle. They want them to be healthy. There's this novitium vaccine they can't get. We can help supply that. That's about $50 worth of what the gift goes to, but the rest of it is supplies that are needed by the freed person as they relocate to their home in South Sudan that will help them. Things like a goat, a big bag of grain that's going to last them for the majority of the year, the ability to grab seeds and other things to help them plant for future planting cycles, and then some basic necessities. But for $255, one life can be liberated permanently. It's a legal process. They are held to it, and the CSI personnel escort the slave across the border to ensure that the marauders of the northern Sudanese don't retake them, as they have been known to do in the past in other cases. So this is a really, really cool thing. You're going to hear me talk more about it. I'm hopeful that you will join us. My family will be participating in this. Our goal is to, on a family level, to try to free four slaves just from us, just from our family. But if you would be considering what you could do to join us, you'll have the opportunity, and I'll have more information about it for you next week to let you know. All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When I was busy this week working, commenting on stories and so forth, I ran across a very interesting article from one Kardashian sister. Kylie Jenner is now pregnant with, she's with child, and she has decided to have this child, and she's very excited about having this child, and she has, I guess, done a lot of tweeting and social media posts about it and so forth. Lena Dunham, the vile, disgusting actress, if you can call it that, from the Girls show on HBO, went after Kylie in the public space this last week. And so there was a writer at thefederalist.com that wrote this piece saying, you know, when you do that, you're really injuring moms across the board that have struggled with pregnancy. You hurt the feelings of moms that have lost babies. Sometimes you engage the emotions of women who have aborted their babies and come to regret that decision later in life. You sometimes injure women who are not capable of having children but desperately want them. And Lena Dunham, in her sarcasm of Kylie Jenner, gave this author at The Federalist these reasons to think and to end up writing this piece. Well, interestingly enough, all I did was tweet out that I hoped that the readers on my pages would be more like the writer of the article that denounced her than the one than Lena Dunham herself. And when we come back from our next break, I'm going to let you know how that played out, because a rather significant thing did happen to me in the process, and I wear it as a badge of honor. It's a complete cool thing that I'm all about. But before we go, I wanted to remind you that we are brought to you by the Balance of Nature Studios. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in caplet form. 31 different fruits and vegetables, 10 servings. You could eat 10 full plates of these 31 fruits and vegetables to get the equivalent of what three veggie caplets, three fruit caplets will supply you. I take my Saturday dose while I'm on the air here with you, because I want you to see how easy it is to get 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. But I want you to know for yourself that you can get 2 free months worth when you do it, when you contact them. And it's super easy to do. 800-246-8751. But how do you get all that produce into 6 capsules? When you take the recommended 3-capsule dosage, your body gets as much nutrition as 10 servings of a salad made with 31 different fruits or veggies. Get 2 months free when you call 800-246-8751 and use my promo code. That's KMC, 800-246-8751. And here's how easy it is to get your 31 fruits and veggies, 10 servings. Right there. I just did 31 fruits and vegetables, 10 servings worth. That's how easy it is. Call tonight. Get started. Get your free 2-month supply. Get details on how to get that when you call 1-800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. When we come back, the drama of Lena Dunham and Kevin McCullough. Don't go.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Another beautiful shot of lower Manhattan. You see the boat passing in the front there. But a gorgeous night with World Trade 1 lit up that way. And it's just another reason why it's the greatest city in the world. We are so fortunate to be able to come to you from here every week. Well, I had this exciting little interaction with... I can't stand her. I think she's the worst human being on planet Earth, maybe. She's one of the most vile people, and yet she's been given a platform. Her name is Lena Dunham. She does this TV show called Girls, the highlight of which, from some people that have watched it, not me, is that frequently she writes an episode in which she has to go to the toilet naked on camera. And I don't like to see people naked to begin with, but I really don't want to see her naked, and I don't want to see her naked doing that. So this is someone that I'm already pretty much at odds with, probably on most everything that she thinks. But she thought it was open season on Kylie Jenner this last week, and I actually saw this reaction piece that a girl that tweets under the moniker of at Slow Honeybee had posted on the Federalist, and so I put up a tweet on mine that looked something like this: ladies. Please be more like Slow Honeybee and nothing like Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham was making all these observations about Kylie Jenner's pregnancy and the problems with it and all the rest of this stuff. So later in the day, I get a notification that Lena Dunham has done this to me. There's a thing in between. There's a screenshot of the actual page that shows she had actually taken and blocked me, and had not sent the, there we go. Lena Dunham has blocked you. You are blocked from from following Lena Dunham and viewing Lena Dunham's tweets. But before she had done that, she had decided to send out a little missive, and once she blocked me, she knew I wouldn't be able to read it, but all of her followers would be able to read it. And I grabbed the screen grab off my phone before the block went through, and it looked like this, where she said very plainly, well, that was what I sent after I saw the screen grab. Okay, so we missed the one of the reply by itself. Do you have the reply by itself? Okay, if we don't, what she said in the reply I can't repeat on air, but she basically said that my wife was a sexually frustrated person who was not receiving satisfaction from me, and therefore she didn't know what to do, and then she said, and so she blocked me. Now, the next graphic, Nick, that you were using, I decided to grab that screen grab, retweet it out, and I said, I asked the ladies who read me to be more like Slow Honeybee than Lena Dunham. That got this screen grab. So then... when I posted what she had actually said back, my lovely bride actually responded by posting this visual in response, which is Snape from Harry Potter clapping his hands and saying that he approved of me basically torching her. And that was it. I was blocked by Lena Dunham, but Snape approved of me punching her back. So Lena Dunham...
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.